Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Ooh, it's playoff time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good.
You're not going to watch a single game, are you?
No, I'm actually watching. You're going to freak out. Well, I think you like them. I watch Edmonton, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the team.
Yeah. I don't actually follow sports throughout the year. Any sports really anymore? Maybe golf would be the most. But in the playoffs, I'll watch any sport. I'll watch darts. That doesn't matter.
Darts.
If it's playoffs.
They have playoffs
in darts? Watching. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get a lot of hate mail. I think when I said I like the Oilers, just to give you some context for some more hate mail, I was a Wayne Gretzky fan growing up, so I was an Oilers fan, and wherever Gretzky went, I went, so that's what happens. Yep. But, you know, sometimes you just got to follow the leader, and he did a great job in his career, and I'm a big fan of his, so that's why I'm got some...
And I'll stick with Alberta. I'll stick with Alberta, so there we go.
Look at you, you patriot.
That's right.
That's so nice.
I know. Okay, so let's talk about what's coming up in the show today? Because it's coming into the spring, and I don't know about you, man, but I walk outside, and when it's nice out, I get that twitch, right? I get that feeling, great, it's going to be summer. Summer often means we're going to do some traveling, got places to go. Where do we want to see? Where are people going? Where are their deals? Where are the crowds going to be? Where are the crowds not going to be?
Correct. Yeah.
And the heat.
Where's the heat going to be
that
you have to be aware of? Because I think that's going to be interesting. And, you know, a lot of Canadians who listen to this show have U.S. citizenship.
Yeah.
And in fact, 1 in 3 of these U.S. expats are thinking about renouncing their citizenship. With all the fear and concern out there, we're going to bring in an expert to talk about should you not, what should you consider, what are the tax implications. There's some big numbers and some big taxes that you could be paying. And
some big changes coming up
shortly
that could catch people in that. Okay. And let's talk in this segment, in the first segment, a little bit about this idea of chasing Canadian dividend payers. And by doing that, because we hear this a lot, by doing that, here's sort of the point we want to debate, is are you giving up opportunity, right? As an example, we'll often hear from the accounting community with our clients that have corporations, right? The best thing to do is to invest in Canadian dividend-paying companies.
Canadian eligible dividends is what they're focusing on.
Right.
And from a tax perspective, there's merit and they're right.
Right.
Now, when the tax community talks about what they'd like to see as an income, what sometimes they miss out on is where's the opportunity? And let me give an example, because I hear this every single tax season. Somebody will call me up and say, Faisal, I know I'm not your client, but my accountant said this.
Right.
Just throw everything into Canadian eligible dividends, make your money, and take it out more tax preferential.
Right.
And they're right from a tax perspective. If you look back in history and you look at the rates of return over the Canadian dividend market, over other markets around the world, other investment classes, why pick Canadian eligible dividends as your only choice if you're looking at rate of return? Even if you look at rate of return on an after-tax basis, why just stick in Canadian eligible dividends? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these companies. Mm. They're just not always the best companies to be investing in. And we could throw a whole bunch of names out there.
Right.
Think over the last 10 years, would you have rather owned Canadian eligible dividends or, I don't know, technology in the U.S.?
Well, so
look at that as a rate of return difference.
Of course, but let's pause for a second, right? And here's the fundamental problem I have, sort of speaking to all of our friends in the accounting community, is the fundamental question is, should you let the tax tail wag the investment dog, okay?
Yeah.
Because I can share with you the best, most tax-efficient way to invest in your corporation is not make any money, and you'll pay no tax. That's the most tax-efficient way to do it. Am I not right?
You're paying
no tax.
I don't think people recommend that to others. They don't make any money.
You don't pay any tax. Okay, but hang on.
Yes, okay? You're right.
So that's the best tax advice you can from an investment perspective. Don't make any money. And then there is differences, obviously, amongst the different dividends, interest, and capital gains, right? How it's taxed. But again, when you just say dividend payers, you discount risk as well. Like it drives me crazy when people say these things, right? From an investment perspective, there's way more that goes into making decisions about how you should invest versus just Canadian dividend pay stocks.
Correct. And that's so broad.
Right.
Right. When you say Canadian dividend stock, there's a bunch of Canadian companies that pay dividends that I call them zombies.
Yeah.
They're going to die.
Yeah.
They're no longer going to be companies.
Right.
So now you got to start saying, okay, well, not all dividend paying stocks, just the good companies that pay dividends. Okay, well, let's narrow that down even further. And you're pretty much going to end up in companies that are oligopolies.
Right.
Okay. And if you're going to be investing in an oligopoly, do you want to be investing in a company that's an oligopoly in one of the smallest economic contributors in the global economy?
Right. That's part of the decision making. Do you or don't you, right? What's your exposure? Fair question, right? Never gets asked. It's just buy dividend paying stocks.
And so this is where the work between the tax community and portfolio managers like us need to sit down together and have these kind of conversations. What are we solving for?
Right.
Is it just to pay the least amount of tax? That's the only rule? Is that the only objective? People have saved up money in their corporations. And what did you save all that money for? To pay the least amount of tax.
Right.
Really? That's it? Right. There's no use for that capital? Then right. Donate it.
Right.
Don't have any money in yours. You said don't invest it.
Yeah.
I'm saying donate the whole thing. Oh, no. Well, I'll need it for my future.
Right.
Okay. So then there is a purpose beyond tax.
Right. Yep. So don't let the tax tail wag the dog. Not saying it's unimportant, for sure. Let's be clear about that, right? We want to make sure. But it starts with the fundamental objective of what is the purpose of the money? What is the risk you're prepared to take? What is the time frames that you have? There's a whole checklist of things that become important for you and I as professionals in this space versus just buy dividend pay stocks.
Can we just kind of zone in really quickly about that word you use, risk? Because for some reason, many Canadians believe owning Canadian dividend-paying stocks has less risk than owning non-dividend paying stocks.
Good point.
And many Canadians believe that owning Canadian stocks is less risk than owning other non-Canadian investments.
Right.
That's simply not true.
Right.
When you have that linear viewpoint, you're going to have the bias to buy one area, and growth-oriented money managers like myself really kind of boil inside of them, have a visceral reaction to when we hear that, is that I'm willing to take the risk of the Canadian stock market, but not stocks.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. No. And so we can literally sit down with a client and go name by name. Let's start to go after name by name and say, hey, would you have rather owned company A versus dividend paying stock Canadian company B over the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And you'll get more and more selection of the winners outside of Canada than inside of Canada.
Yep.
Now, I'm not discounting the fact that there are some good Canadian companies,
right,
that owning some Canadian exposure to your portfolio makes sense. But it shouldn't be the driver of the portfolio purely because of dividends are the best tax treatment in a corporation as for when you take the money out of the company.
Right. And I think people forget about the fact, there's a couple things going on here. The total return that you get is a combination of the interest, the dividends you receive, plus the capital growth that you get. Companies that pay out large dividends, okay, they pay out money that they could otherwise reinvest. So you've got to be very careful about what the objective is. Okay, listen, we can go on and on on about this.
So yes, listen to your account from a tax perspective, but let's run the tax strategy with a professional portfolio manager and talk about how the big picture looks. And when we talk about big picture, transitioning to your living and retirement, tax being a key thing, we're going to talk about this at our upcoming seminars. We have two seminars coming up Tuesday, May 7th in Lethbridge, Tuesday, June 4th in Calgary. You need to reserve your seats for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, you've got some exciting travel coming up this summer, my friend. You're a sports travel guy, and you're going to combine that with going to Europe and Paris. It's going to be fantastic. Lots of people are going to be thinking about it. I want to encourage everybody, join us after the break, because we're going to talk about where are the summer travel destinations and deals. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.